The following is an unrehearsed interview with United States Senator Chuck Grassley speaking to you from Washington, D.C. Participating in today's public affairs program is Jason Legis of the Muscatine Journal. Jason, go ahead with your first question.
Yes, Senator, I was wondering if we could get an update on the status of federal disaster relief requests for some of the Iowa counties that have been affected by flooding over on the Mississippi River and the Cedar River in particular.
Yes, I'm not sure how up to date it is, but as of, and I can't give you the number or the specific counties, but I think three times in this recent month or 6 weeks, the governor has announced some counties that he proposed to the President of the United States to make a presidential determination of disaster. Now, whether those are the counties you're talking about, I don't know. But this process is going to be followed for all counties where it's believed that there is, in fact, disaster. Okay, once the governor makes that determination, and it takes some study to make the determination, but and there's a difference also between damage to public property like county roads or other public structures, and then also to private property. And there may be two different determinations. And in order to make a determination in regard to like a home being damaged or something like that, there's a FEMA team that comes in to help make that determination. But bottom line, once the president sends a request to the president, and the president does that pretty much pro forma to go along with various governors, but in the process, we in the Congress get involved by helping the respective governors with letters to the president or White House to the phone calls or phone calls to the White House in order to back up our governor. So we've done that. Now, I don't know exactly where the president is, but like I said, it's pretty pro forma for the president to agree with these requests from the governor. Not that that's just a thoughtless approach. The law has to be followed. Mm-hmm. But once the determination is made by the president, then money starts flowing. And that money flows under law that's been on the books for a long period of time, and it treats floods and tornadoes and hurricanes and earthquakes and other disasters pretty much the same way. A certain amount of damage in a particular political subdivision, then it qualifies. Then the money starts flowing. Congress doesn't have to get involved in any of this until that money that's allocated at the beginning of the year to FEMA runs out. And that usually happens once a year. And Congress pretty much will fill in when it's when the funds gone broke and give more money for that. Because we're operating under the principle that except in the area of crop insurance and flood insurance, government is an insurer of last resort. And to some extent, the government even helps with flood insurance and crop insurance, but ahead of time instead of after the fact. Go ahead, Jason, for another question.
Yes, kind of as a follow-up to that, it appears that we've been having a higher frequency of flooding in recent years, and I'm curious as to any thoughts that you might have as far as reevaluating how we kind of help deal with these situations, especially along the rivers here in Iowa.
Well, I think most of the concern about it comes from whether or not we ought to do something about global warming. And I've always said if we're going to do something about global warming, it isn't going to be just the United States that that has to do it, because if we do it, our own EPA director says it won't do any good. You got to have it done on a worldwide basis. And that worldwide basis would have to be done through a treaty, but then we end up having a level playing field for the United States because, quite frankly, China and India, Indonesia, Brazil put more CO2 into the air than we do. And so I get this question mostly connected with global warming. The fact is that the globe is warmer now than it has been for a long time, but the warming seemed to level off at about the year 1998 and continues to today without warming anymore.
But, what would you suggest either on the federal level or on local level that the governments can do to, if not combat global warming, if not combat this, the causes of this, then how should they mitigate maybe the symptoms? Is there needs to be a reevaluation of how we handle flooding in Iowa? Is there a situation where we have to reevaluate where those floodplains are at? I'm curious about those sorts of thoughts.
Yeah, I think one thing is there's too much building on areas that flood easy, or stuff that's already been built where you have natural disaster. And it wouldn't be just flooding. It could be hurricanes. It could be along the coast. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we've refinanced homes being built two or three times because of hurricanes. So I think in the case of there just needs to be restrictions, one of two things, either restrictions by local governments on where you can build and not build, so you aren't building these places that are affected by natural disasters of all kinds, not just flooding. Mm-hmm. Or, the very least, we shouldn't have the federal government subsidizing two or three times through rebuilding something where it's quite obvious shouldn't have been built in the first place. Mm-hmm. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.